Spitzer, American Roots from PRX.
I'm Cecil Doyle. Connect with KRVS for an hour's worth of audacious audio, creative cataclysms, annoying novelty, and Muzak for abominable snowmen. It's
Sounds Unusual.
Sounds Unusual, Monday nights 11 p.m., Saturday mornings 3 a.m. here on KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Step on my ear goggles and I'm ready to go. Cause at the boards it's the man they call him Mario. Yes, indeed, it's fun time. Fun time.
Because you can, you won't, you don't stop. Because you can, you won't, you don't stop. Oh, when you can, you won't, you don't stop.
If you ain't coming back, the show is sad.
I wanna say a little something that's long overdue. The disrespect to women has got to be due. To all the mothers and the sisters and the wives and friends, I wanna offer my love and respect to the end.
Well, you say I'm 20-something, then I should be slugging. Well, I'm working harder than ever. And you can call it back and so I'm something sit up on the couch and watching my TV. Wax, I'm not using the CG.
Well, I'm that kid in the corner, all fucked up, and I wonder, so I'm gonna pick a piece off the pie. Why not? I'm not quitting. Think I'ma change up my style just to fit
in. I put my underwear, put some of plastic, use my balls, use my mind, shit is mine, I'm just loaded up, this is my mind, it's not my time, the nation is, it's my bell, I got the old communication.
And I'm rocking the shoe, shine.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. And
I'm Chaz Justice.
I'm Roger Cash. And, you know, these are desperate times, folks. Me and Chaz are just trying to build bridges over troubled waters
here.
That's right.
If
you haven't guessed, this week's show is a Beastie Boys Earl Scruggs mashup. Over the last few weeks, we lost some great ones. Levon Helm.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah. Maurice Sendak.
Maurice
Sendak. Guy wrote all the children's books. MCA, Adam Yauch.
Yep, from the Beasties.
It's been a tough week. At the top of the show, we heard Earl's Breakdown from Flat and Scruggs. That was from 1957. Of course, we're talking about Earl Scruggs, the amazing banjo player.
Revolutionary.
Definitely a revolutionary and sort of like the Che Guevara of bluegrass, you might say.
Invented it.
That's right. And the second piece that had banjo in it was actually the Beastie Boys. That was five-piece chicken dinner.
Ow!
Woo! Going right into Sure Shot by the fabulous Beastie Boys.
Where are we taking them now? We can take them to some of the... Bill Monroe, the earlier Earl Scruggs.
Let's take him to where Earl Scruggs started, which was with the Bill Monroe Band. You got to remember that Bill Monroe was developing what we know as bluegrass. What really clinched it for him was having Earl Scruggs in the band, which kind of took it to another level. They played faster and more intense than anybody had ever played. And when you listen to those early recordings, especially the early live recordings, you can hear the audience almost gasp.
They'd never heard anything like that.
Yeah, they never heard anything like that. And at the same time, you know, bebop was going on with Charlie Parker.
In the mid-40s.
Sinatra still hadn't found his voice. So there was a lot happening. So now we're going to go to Earl Scruggs with Lester Flatt in Bill Monroe's band.
Mm-hmm. This is the unit here with Chubby Wise on fiddle.
This is bluegrass, folks. And we're going to hear a little cut called Toy Heart. And here we go.
toy to the toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken when party words were spoken. Darling, you toy to the toy heart. With my poor heart like a toy. That toy broke and then we had to part. It never can be mended, hopeless romance ended. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken and parting words were spoken. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. Darling, my time will come someday. Time alone will heal my broken heart. The clouds will roll away, the sun will shine someday. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken when parting words were spoken. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. Darling, you know you've done me wrong. Your love for me has passed and gone. I find somebody new, I hope that they'll be true. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. Darling, you toy with a toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken when parting words were spoken. Darling, you toy with a toy heart.
Sleep till. up in the Mar of St. Louis sinking. There was no one to guide my way. All my life was always shadowed till I heard the Savior say, if you give a heed to the blessed promise and become a child of mine, when you enter the gates of heaven, you will shine, 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 shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine
like a star in the moon.
In a bright morning,
many miles,
many mansions will be mine, the love will be mine.
When I enter,
when I
enter the gates of heaven,
for hallelujah,
I'm gonna shine.
Hallelujah, I'm gonna shine. Lord is now my refuge, and he leads me by the hand. He will be my steady comfort till I reach the glory land. So press along with the hopes eternal springing in this heart of mine. When I enter the gates of heaven, I will shine, 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 shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine
like a star in the morning.
In a bright morning,
many miles,
many mansions will be mine, will be mine.
When I enter,
when I enter
the gates of heaven,
for hallelujah,
I'm gonna shine.
Hallelujah, I'm gonna shine. We're burdened with many affection, all but unsightly thing we had. But we'll all be like our Savior when we reach a home up there. Daily I walk in his dear footsteps, grow more like him all the time. When I enter the gates of heaven, I will shine, 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 shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine.
Oh, I'm gonna shine
like a star in the morning.
In a bright morning,
many miles,
many mansions will be mine, will be mine.
When I enter
the
gates of heaven,
for hallelujah,
I'm gonna shine.
Hallelujah,
I'm gonna shine.
All right.
Yeah.
Bill Monroe with Earl Scruggs again and Lester Flatt.
That's right. We just heard Shine, Hallelujah, Shine.
That's Earl on baritone vocal there.
That's right.
Everybody always thinks about his banjo playing, but he was also a fine singer.
Oh, yeah. And that was recorded on October 28th, 1947 in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And before that, we heard the perfect companion piece to that song, of course, which is No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they go hand in hand.
That's pretty easy to figure out.
1986 License to Ill record.
Ooh, what a good record.
My parents hated that record so much, and they hated me listening to it.
Oh.
I was in fourth grade.
Well, I certainly wasn't. But we'll not go into that.
Old Man Cash.
And then right before that, changing the subject here, we heard Toy Heart. And that was Flatt and Scruggs with Bill Monroe again. It was before they left to become Flatt and Scruggs. And that one was recorded on September 16th in 1946. Mm-hmm. Also in Chi-Town in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And
we ended up leaving in 48 to go form Flatt and Scruggs.
Yes.
They were from 45 to 48. They were with Bill Monroe.
That's right.
And he was none too happy about him leaving. He tried to get him kicked off the Opry, and the sponsors came in and said that they had to have Flatt and Scruggs. So,
well, imagine if you had Jimi Hendrix in your band and he just quit.
Might be a little bitter.
You might be a little bitter. So we're gonna go back to the Beasties here.
Let's do it.
And I think we're gonna hear a track called Shadrach.
Shadrach.
Get your funky on. Here we go.
Smoking and drinking on a Tuesday night. Not how you play the game, but and you're one with the sound.
Well, who shall inherit the earth?
The me shall.
Hey, yo, I think I'm starting to peak now, Al.
And the man upstairs.
Well, I don't really care.
If I had a penny for my thoughts, I'd be a millionaire.
You're just three MCs and we're on the go.
Shad, rabbit, chug.
I bet in the go.
Preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
Preaching, praying, singing everywhere. Shouting the praises of it, love and care. All of God's children sing together there. Preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
I came from far and near to praise your name in song, to lay the burdens down, forget their every care, and have an old time meeting down on the public square.
Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of your love and care. All of God's children sing together there.
preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
Now let's journey on, think back on the day. I am convinced within these folks have found a way to put the hearts in song, just praying on this prayer, and leave the doorbell ringing down on the public square.
Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of the loving care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square. Preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
The thing I've learned in my adult life is the same as when I was a child and I first heard that song. You still got to fight for your right to party.
Absolutely, every day. Before that, we heard from October 20th, 1950, recorded in Tampa, Florida. That was Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Just like the Beastie Boys, they're preaching, they're praying, and they're singing.
That's right.
And we opened up that set with Shadrach.
Shadrach.
by the Beastie Boys.
Yes, yes.
We want you to know that you're listening to Freetown Radio, which comes to you as a public service. I almost said a pervert service. It comes to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana in Lafayette, and we're broadcasting from the beautiful Cypress Lake Studios. My name is Roger Cash. I'm here with Chaz Justice.
Hey, y'all.
And unfortunately, this is going to be Chaz's last show for a little while because the boy's got to go on the road and make some money. And
you can call it that.
Because, you know, we ain't making no money in Freetown. And next up, what are we going to go into next here, Chaz?
We're going to go up into some more of that Flat and Scruggs that we heard earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe we should tell them about the Beasties just a little bit before we... We are doing the Flat or the Earl Scruggs tribute. We're also doing an Adam Yauch, also known as MCA from the Beasties tribute. We're mashing them together because they think they go hand in hand.
Of course they go hand in hand. What you got on the Beasties, Chaz?
I was looking up some stuff and thinking about some stuff, and they actually started as a punk band in the late 70s. In 79, three punk kids from Brooklyn started a punk band, and they went on to do the hip-hop thing, and they put out that License to Ill record in 1986. It eventually sold over 40 million records.
That's right.
Yeah, and being the punks that they are, Adam Yauch also is a... Well, a revolutionary in music, but he also started the Free Tibet concerts, which were a big deal in the 90s. So he's a bit of a philanthropist and activist, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we like these conscious people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Beastie Boys are very conscious. Everybody thinks that they ain't just another hip-hop band. They're the Beastie Boys.
That's right.
Unclassifiable. And so is Earl Scruggs, completely unclassifiable. He did to bluegrass what Aunt Jemima did to pancakes. He made it taste good.
There you go.
So we're going to go right into...
Let's do some Flat and Scruggs.
Flat and Scruggs. How about a little bit of Doing My Time?
Mm-hmm.
That might be nice. Here we go.
This old rock pile with a ball and chain. They call me by a number, not a name, Lord, Lord. Gotta do my time. Gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind. That old judge looked down and smiled, said, I'll put you on that good road for a while, Lord, Lord. Gotta do my time. Gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind. You can hear my hammer. You can hear my song. I'm gonna swing it like John Henry all day long, Lord, Lord. Gotta do my time. Gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind. Just a few more days, I'd settle down and quit my rowdy ways, Lord, Lord. With that gal of mine, with that gal of mine, she'll be
waiting for me. When I've done my time.
I'm
All right.
Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
The quintessential Flatten Scruggs tune, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, recorded on December 11th, 1949. And before that, we heard the Beastie Boys with a little Sabotage. And right at the top of that set, that was Flatten Scruggs again from October 20th, 1950. They recorded that one in Tampa. That was Doing My Time. And considering this is Chazzy's last show.
Oh, for a while.
Why don't you tell us a little story about the Beastie Boys and when you were a kid? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that had the same experience as you.
Sort of the same experience, I'm sure. I'm sure. We had a talent show when I was in fourth grade at Catholic school, and me and my goon buddies got together to do a little routine, and one of the moms wanted us to do Deo. Yeah, with the
Harry Belafonte.
We say Deo, and she had us carrying around bananas and all this stuff, and we were rehearsing through the week, and midway through the week, my brother came to one of the rehearsals to come see what I was up to or come and pick me up, and I was so ashamed at how fruity it was with us with the bananas that we insisted that we do something else, and he suggested that we do Brass Monkey, and he showed us how to do the worm and all those kind of moves, and we came out there at the talent show in fourth grade and played Brass Monkey and did the worm in front of 300 elementary school kids, and the place went nuts.
And what happened right before you did that, though? Wasn't there a guy playing a Bach piano piece?
Oh, yeah, there was a kid who was playing Bach on the piano, and then we'd go out there and do Brass Monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good times. My parents definitely hated the Beastie Boys.
There's a lot of parents across America, but they had no reason. They were uplifting to children. A lot of people, yeah. I've heard stories from people this week on how uplifting and what a positive effect the Beastie Boys had on them. So, speaking of Brass Monkey,
that's the song.
I think we're going to hit it right now. Let's go.
Down memory lane.
Yo.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold, Texas tea. The first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. It's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. You all come back here.
There you go, Flat Scruggs.
That's right. It's probably the song that they're most recognized by these days. The
Ballad of Jed Clampett.
That's correct. That was used for the Beverly Hillbillies TV show, which everybody down here could relate to, but a young kid growing up in New York certainly didn't understand about the pleasure of cooking squirrel. But everybody down here got it, that's for sure.
Getting on.
Because that's what the Beverly Hillbillies ate. They ate squirrel, possum.
That's right. And they played the banjo.
And they played the banjo as well. Now, from there, we're going to go... you know, once Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt split up, when was that, Chaz?
That was in 69.
All right, 1969. It was pretty close to the Summer of Love. And Earl started growing his hair long. And he
doing anti-war movements. He was one of the only bluegrass country guys to be an activist in that way.
God bless him. And he started hanging out with his sons a lot, and he put together a band.
The Earl Scruggs Review.
The Earl Scruggs Review with Randy and the other boys. And
started moving in some new directions, you could say.
He did move in new directions, and... Let's
check out the new directions.
Here's some new directions right here.
Thank you.
Does it? You're listening to our Adam Yauch, also known as MCA from the Beastie Boys, and Earl Scruggs tribute.
Yeah, had a lot of fun today.
That was good stuff.
That was really good stuff.
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, and I'm kind of sorry to see you go for the summer.
Oh, you know,
I'd have to handle this by myself.
I'm telling you what,
because I can't really bring anybody that's going to replace you.
Come on now.
I might have some guests.
Yeah,
but I'm sure you'll. All eagerly be awaiting Chaz when he comes back at the end of September.
All right. You're listening to KRVS 88.7.
And this is Freetown Radio with Roger Cash and Chaz Justice.
Check us out on the Facebook.
And because you can check us out on Facebook, we've got a page, Freetown Radio, www.krvs.org. You can listen to the podcast. We're going to take you out with Earl doing Bridge Over Troubled Water, which is what we're all trying to build. Later. See you next week.
Peace.